And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
When it comes to movies, we just got to take them how they are, don't we?
Well, like, they're made in a time, right?
They're made in a time.
And the times they are changing.
Yeah, and they're made in a vacuum, you know what I mean? And I don't mind it because I kind of feel like it's hard because you can't change, but we can move forward, right? So when I popped on The Holiday as my first Christmas movie.
So The Holiday is Kate Winslet.
Cameron Diaz.
Jack Black.
And Jude Law.
Okay, yeah, right? Yeah, I remember that one.
And so the premise of this film is from 2006, and it's two girls, one from LA and one from England.
Yeah.
And they're like, we hate our lives, so we're going to do a house swap, right? And then when they swap houses, they end up kind of getting involved and entangled in the lives of two local boys.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just, it's beautiful. And it's lovely.
Sometimes in movies you have to suspend your disbelief. So you have to just go with it. So in this case, it's that Kate Winslet would ever be interested in Jack Black.
No, don't say that because it's just, he's funny and he's kooky and he's cute and he's nice.
And there's hope for all of us.
There is. But let me tell you this. If you're at some random house in England in the middle of nowhere and you hear a knock on the door at 11 o'clock at night, as Cameron Diaz did, do you go down and say, who is it?
No.
Like, no. I'd be like, someone's here to kill me.
Yeah, what's 911 in the UK?
Yeah, right? And they open the door and Jude Law's there. Well, hallelujah. Jesus is real. And he is back. But there's just one part of the movie. And I don't want to poo-poo on anyone's, but, you know, why not? Because it's Christmas and it is time.
Yeah.
So there's this part. So you've seen the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's this part where Kate Winslet, her name's Iris in the movie, and Jack Black is Miles, right? Now, Kate lives next door to this old mate, Arthur, who's this Hollywood director guy from old Hollywood times. And in the 2 weeks that she's staying there, she befriends him. She finds out that the Hollywood Foreign Press or whatever want to have a big award show for him and celebrate him. And he's like, I'm not interested. I don't want to stand in a room where everyone's laughing and looking at how old I am and whatever. And she's like, no, we're going to be there together. I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
Right? And so over the course of a couple of days, she helps him get stronger, be able to walk by himself without the use of a walking aid and have the confidence and, you know, get a suit and get dressed up and ready to go to this award ceremony where they celebrate him.
So she does in sort of 2-3 days what an OT or a physiotherapist would do in sort of a 12 to 18 month period.
Exactly. And you're like, how long are you staying here for again?
Yeah.
But anyway, it all happens and it's a big part of the movie, and the relationship between her and Arthur is actually more important than the relationship between her and Miles, one would say, because he makes her find her gumption again, you know, and find herself and remember who she is and everything, right? So it's great. And so the big culmination at the end of the movie is Miles, okay, Jack Black, has run back.
Are we doing any spoiler alerts, guys?
If you haven't seen it. Yeah, true. Spoiler alert, right? Jack Black goes to go back to this ex of his that cheated on him.
Yeah.
Right?
Hate that.
And so Iris is like, okay, well, you know, that happens. And then her ex comes to visit her and she realises, no, piss off, I'm better than you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's going to this celebration with Arthur, the old next door neighbour, to celebrate him, right? She's all dressed up and she's there. And then she doesn't expect Miles to be there because he's hanging out with her ex, right? His ex. But Kate walks in with Arthur and everyone's very happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Arthur Abbott.
So the beautiful music starts playing and you start getting really, like, I started getting teary-eyed because this old mate, you know, she's made this happen for him and he's made it happen for her and it's beautiful, right? And then so he's up on stage. He walks up the stairs by himself, right?
Yeah, that's
right. And he's giving a speech and Iris is there and she's watching. And then Miles runs over and sits next to her and she's like, oh, my God, you're here, right? And then here's what happens.
Like the news.
It's so fantastic.
Iris.
Yes.
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
I'll be back in England by New Year's Eve.
You know, I've never been to England. I've never been to Europe.
No.
If I come over there, will you go out with me on New Year's Eve?
what pisses me off?
What? I know.
She's
I
done all this hard work with this old mate.
Yeah.
He's up there giving his speech.
Yeah, this is the moment.
This is the moment.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
he's like, hey, so anyway, left that chick. Yeah. I'm done. I've never been to Europe, though.
Yeah.
It's like, can you let me watch my friend get this big award? Look at him. He stood up.
Yeah.
He walked upstairs.
Yeah. He's 1,000 years old and he did it under his own steam because I helped him.
Exactly.
This is the moment.
This is my moment, our moment together.
Shut up.
Stop
Stop making it about yourself.
Yeah.
Classic man. I bet that was written by a man too.
Oh, my God. It's like, can we get through this and give me another five? He's got another 5 minutes on stage, tops, max.
Yeah.
Then you can ask me if you can come to Europe with me.
Yeah.
Even though we've never made out before.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't remember that part of the movie and it just really pissed me off.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. 1 second song.
AJ's here. Hey, mate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We are good.
Good, thank you. This is the game where you often have a theme. We'll get to that in just a second. But you will play 1 second of a song. Loggy will immediately know it straight away. But Tom and I get that chance to be able to guess it. And then Loggy gets welcomed into the game because you are just so very, very good, Lauren.
Oh, thank you.
You're amazing.
Stop
it's all
it.
About being positive. But tell us what the theme is, AJ.
Some people will tell you that summer began on Monday. Lingy, you and I know that's not the case because summer actually begins on day one of the first test.
That's right.
So we've been in summer
for a
while
now. If these are cricket songs, I'm walking.
Tom's leaving the studio right now. We are in Ashes mode as we take a look at a bit of Australian, a bit of England.
Oh, okay. So Australian
and
English artist. Okay.
And a bit of cricket.
He's just walked back in.
Yeah.
All right.
He's going to hate this
Grumpy
so much.
Tom.
No, it's cool. It's just cool if it's songs that people know. That's,
yeah.
That's the one thing. All right. Here we go.
You're famous for that, for songs that people know.
Yeah, fair. 1 second of what is this, Cameron Ling?
Ling.
Oh.
I don't like
it.
Oh, no.
I love it.
I have no idea what the name of the song is, though.
I'm going to need some details around that.
Don't like
it. Let's not get bogged down in the details.
Do you want a bit more of it? Will that help jog your memory?
Are you going to know it?
No, I don't. I don't. I know the song, but I know the name.
Jesus.
I know it.
Okay, go.
Just take over. I don't know. I'm the same. I don't know.
Hang
the
on. Let's go.
Don't you walk through my words. I love it.
No.
I don't like cricket.
No.
A
reggae song.
I like reggae.
None of those are correct.
Okay.
What is
we
it?
All get a point.
Song, none of you get anything. The song is Dreadlock Holiday by 10cc.
Oh,
so,
damn.
I don't like cricket. Oh, no. I love it.
I did know that now that you say it. God damn it. All right.
I was actually going to say that, mention it when you said cricket songs. I was like, oh, this one.
I don't like cricket.
It's nice during the Ashes to hear the English who can actually do something good, isn't it?
Oh,
hey, all right.
AJ said that, everyone.
Yes, proudly.
Okay, question number two. 1 second of what is this?
I thought that was the same song.
Is it Ed Sheeran, Azizam?
It's definitely not Ed Sheeran.
That is definitely a cricket song. I know it's not a cricket song,
cricket
but
song.
It should be a cricket
song.
All
right, song. Go 3 seconds.
All right.
Lingy. How's that?
By
Sherbet.
Points to Lingy.
Yay. Oh my God.
Tom is so angry, right?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Tom doesn't like when it's not the most niche song on humans.
All right, so where are we points? You've got points, nobody else's?
We've got three.
Yep.
And that's where
and
it,
that's
no
where it lands. Okay,
else.
All right.
If this is an Amity this affliction, Tom's going to be so angry.
All right, here we go. 1 second of question number three.
Oh, no.
Is it Up There, Kazali?
Famous cricket song, Up There, Kazali.
3 seconds, Tommy, go. Bunters, clear and crickets. Lingy. It's Come On, Aussie, Come On.
Bye.
Come On.
By
Sherbet. Logs? Do you know?
Nah.
No idea.
The Beatles.
I give half a point there. It's Come On Aussie, Come On My Shadow Night.
Ah, by Nazi.
Aussie.
That's sacrilegious. Why would ya?
I think it was the original.
No, it's not the original.
Because it said taunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't intentionally
think
about what
they
talked about the Tasmanian.
Good pick up. Ponte at him in here.
Surprise, surprise. Hey. I win the cricket version.
Yeah.
1 second
song. All right, 1 second song returns next week. Thanks.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Heroes do live amongst us. Mm. It is. There are just some people.
Is he like, all right, hero? Or
No. When the moment comes and it arrives, you know, we've got heroes who can step up to the mark, yeah? Don't give me that look. Last night, I got home from dropping my son Henry off at this computer coding thing he does, and I come back to thinking, okay, I got an hour just to myself just to chill out. Instead, I walked into the house, into a situation that needed a hero to step up.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, hero.
Yes, thank you. Jed, my youngest son, had decided to put on his finger a hard plastic ring, but like a thick, sort of like almost a 1-inch thick plastic ring. It was like,
yeah.
I don't know, it was lying around from the house. Don't know really what it does. I think it had fallen off a chair or something like that. And he put it on his finger, like as a ring, just going, oh, let's see if this fits. Could not get it off.
Oh.
It was stuck. I get home to Dodsy trying to put like soapy water on it, olive oil on it, anything to try and get it to come off. At this point, the finger's starting to swell up a little bit and turn a bit reddish and pinkish, and he's getting quite agitated because it's hurting.
It's so funny too, it's wild when it's something like that and all of a sudden you feel claustrophobic and you're out in the fresh air. Like,
you can't breathe.
I can't breathe through my finger. I can't breathe through my finger.
Dodds and I were thinking, we're calmly saying, okay, we need to actually almost like make the finger cold to shrink it down now because it was looking quite swollen because we'd been pushing at it and everything like that. But try getting him to sit there just calmly and like cool everything down. So we're like, what the hell do we do? Do you go into emergency because the blood supply is going to be cut off and all this sort of stuff? So this is where the hero needed to step up.
Drop saw.
I said, yeah. You wait right there, Jetty. I've just got to go to the back shed.
Dad walks back in from the shed.
With a hacksaw blade.
Oh.
A pair of secateurs.
You don't know what you're doing.
And a pair of pliers.
Oh, my God.
And I just laid them out and I said, right, step into the operating theatre. Let's do this.
You didn't.
So I got the hacksaw blade. It was a snapped one, fortunately, so it was only like sort of half a blade.
It's like a hacksaw shiv.
Yes. Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's better.
And I just worked at cutting it, and I said, hey, just give us a shout out if the blade starts hitting your finger.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, Dodgy, you bend his finger back a little bit so I can get a little bit deeper with the cut. I worked away. It was causing a little bit of discomfort, but I didn't hit skin.
Yeah.
It was like a surgeon, I must say.
Yeah.
And then I broke through, and so I had the cut through. This is about half an hour later.
Oh.
I was sweating. Jed's finger's turning not a natural colour, let's call it that.
Yeah, sure.
And finally got through. And then I thought, okay, this will surely separate now a little bit. Nah, it was that hard of plastic. It was still in place.
What?
So we've tried to get more soap onto it. Okay, maybe that's enough. So it gives a little bit. Not happening.
You did try soap. I was worried that you hadn't tried something else like soap or
Dodsy
oil.
Tried that with
Yeah,
the
Dodsy
olive
tried
oil
that
oil
early.
Yeah.
But then I've tried it with that cut thing. You know, that might loosen a bit. Nah. I got the secateurs out to try and like cut through. Nah, that was a stupid idea. I admit that completely.
Thank you.
Then I got the the needle nose pliers and I popped it into the cut and then I opened the pliers.
Jaws
which
of life.
Just, yes, separated it just enough to slip the finger out.
Wow.
Where's my song again?
Oh, sorry.
Come on. This was the moment.
I can be your hero, baby.
And for the first time in about 3 years, Jed smiled at me and gave me a cuddle. Yeah. It was such a great moment. Yeah. Amazing.
That of the year.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Your Insta is going to have an avalanche of Spotify Wrapped and all the stats from your friends and family on it, which I love because I love to see how much people listen to and what they listen to and find new artists through my friends and family and stuff as well. But as far as Australia's listening habits go, let's wrap that up in a nice little package.
Sure.
Spotify have released Wrapped today alongside Apple Replay, which I'm not going to focus on, apologies, because I think more people use Wrapped than not. They've finally added a long-awaited feature that shows users their top five albums of the year. So we hadn't had that before, although Apple Music has. The new features for 2025 also include clubs. So you're sorted into one of six clubs based on your listening habits, which is whatever.
That means nothing to me.
And the annually, they create a playlist of your top 100 songs of the year, right, for you. And for the first time, the playlist now include how many times you played each song as well.
That's
so
cool.
Quite
I
a
like
few
that.
Little things. Yeah. There's also a Wrapped party that you can do with your friends, and you can compete for titles for, like, who listened to the most music and who found the most rarest listen. We're yet to do that, but that seems like a bit of fun as well. Let's get into the stats, though. As far as Spotify's top artists of 2025 globally, it goes to Bad Bunny. And this recaptures the title he previously held between 2020 and 2022. So big for him. Spotify's biggest song. Oh, sorry.
Oh, so just everybody's like, why is Bad Bunny playing the Super Bowl halftime show? There's why.
That's exactly why. Spotify's biggest song of 2025 globally was this one from Lady Gaga. And Bruno Mars, of course. You might be able to see that one live this weekend with
Guilty,
Lady Gaga.
Guilty
in
definitely played that on Spotify this year.
Yes. Top podcast for 2025, Joe Rogan is the number one spot again for the sixth time. As far as Australian listening habits, though, what was Australia's top artist?
Oh,
no
I
surprises.
Wonder. I wonder.
Swift is Australia's top artist, but if you're talking about local artists, the number one spot goes to The Wiggles.
Potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato.
The number one song that Aussies listened to was Alex Warren.
He had a huge year, didn't he? Oh, my goodness.
Massive year. But if we're speaking just local artists, man, this guy just is number one all the time, every year.
Yeah.
We can't get rid of Vance Joy's Riptide.
Still number one. Still
well,
number
so one. They had to change the charts this year, the ARIA singles charts, so that they could get this one out of the top 50 because it was, what, 14 years old and it still has been in there for 14 years straight.
Yeah, it's like, we get it. As far as top albums go for Australia, K-pop Demon Hunters, the soundtrack came in number one. The
Not
top
surprised.
Local album was The First Time by The Kid Laroi. The top podcast in Australia, Joe Rogan Experience again. Although Case File was Australia's top local podcast,
oh, cool.
which I love.
It's still a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Fourth Wing was the top audio book. A lot of people loving that. And I love this new stat, Australia's top throwback songs. So these are the pre-2000 songs that Australia loved for Australian artists, right? And it wasn't Vance Joy because that was post 2000.
Just.
Just. Who was it?
Oh, yeah.
AC/DC with four of the top five songs.
Wow. It's so weird that they had a massive tour this year as well.
I know. I mean, everyone going through the back catalogue.
Yeah.
As far as discovering new artists, though, Australia did love someone that we call Shane.
Shane.
Real name Somba. And you may be able to catch him live at Spilt Milk this weekend or at his solo gig. So that's Spotify Wrapped.
Well done. Well wrapped up, mate.
Thank you.
Good on you.
And now for Apple Replay. What have we got?
No time.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.